Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a pitch black comedy set in 1950s Russia, and it's called The Death of Stalin.
I think it was kind of a boring film. Steve Buscemi plays Khrushchev, and he's typically funny in films like Fargo, but in this one I just couldn't laugh. I mean, it was like the Three Stooges running the Soviet Union.
This is one of those movies that really you have to tune in to a very peculiar sense of humor in order to find it funny.
Yes.
And the film is by writer-director Armando Iannucci, who's the man behind TV's political farce Veep. Jeffrey Tambor and a crack British cast play these Soviet leaders who go through all of this backstabbing and power struggle that took place when Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin died in 1953. And I think for contemporary audiences,
right,
it's easy to draw parallels between this story and what's happening in the Trump administration. I think that those parallels are unavoidable.
Absolutely relevant to that. And this makes the film worth probably watching. But for entertainment value, I found it kind of boring. All the enemies do get killed or exiled, and or threats to the dictatorship are tortured. And but in the middle of all this, you have musical chairs of who's going to run the country. The only thing I found really interesting was Khrushchev, the character, and how he survived all the intrigue. It makes me wonder, whatever happened to Khrushchev?
It is a darkly cynical satire, and if that's your sense of humor, you'll love it. Otherwise, beware. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.